Psalms 106. Hallelujah! O give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahuwah? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that guard judgment, and he that does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Yahuwah, with the favor that you bear unto your people. O visit me with your Yeshua, that I may see the good of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not your wonders in Mitzrayim. They remembered not the multitude of your mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted El in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moshe also in the camp, and Aaron the Kodeshi of Yahuwah. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Shorev, and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eats grass. They forgot El their Savior, which had done great things in Mitzrayim, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moshe his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of Yahuwah. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague broke in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moshe for their sakes, because they provoked his ruach, so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yahuwah commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of Yahuwah kindled against his people, so much so that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Yahuwah Eloheinu, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto your holy name, and to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahuwah Elohai of Yasharel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 107. O give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of Yahuwah say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto El Yahuwah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of El and contemned the counsel of El Elyon. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto El Yahuwah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto El Yahuwah in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of Yahuwah and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto El Yahuwah in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffers not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet sets he the poor on high from affliction and makes him families like a flock. The Yasharim shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will guard these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of Yahuwah. Psalms 108. O Elohim, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise you, O Yahuwah, among the people, and I will sing praises unto you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches unto the clouds. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer me. Elohim has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Yehuda is my Torah giver. Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Phelasheph will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not you, O Elohim, who has cast us off, and will not you, O Elohim, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Psalms 109. Hold not your peace, O Elohai of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set you a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his woman a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he has, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with El Yahuwah, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before Yahuwah continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covers him, and for a belt wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of my adversaries from Yahuwah, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do for me, O Yahuwah Adonai, for your name's sake, because your mercy is good, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declines, I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh fails of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shook their heads. Help me, O Yahuwah Elohai, O save me according to your mercy, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Yahuwah, have done it. Let them curse, but bless you. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise Yahuwah with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Psalms 110. Yahuwah said unto my Adonai, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Yahuwah shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth. Yahuwah has sworn and will not repent. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Adonai at your right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Psalms 111. Hallelujah! I will praise Yahuwah with my whole heart in the assembly of the Yasharim and in the multitude of the people. The works of Yahuwah are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahuwah is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are truth and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms 112. Hallelujah! Blessed is the man that fears Yahuwah, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the Yasharim shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the Yasharim there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of an evil report. His heart is fixed, trusting in Yahuwah. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms 113. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, O ye servants of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, the name of Yahuwah. Blessed be the name of Yahuwah from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahuwah's name is to be praised. Yahuwah is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto Yahuwah Eloheinu, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. Psalms 114. When Yasharel went out of Mitzrayim, the house of Yaakov, from a people of strange language, Yehuda was his sanctuary, and Yasharel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled, the Yarden was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled, you Yarden, that you were driven back, ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, you earth, at the presence of Adonai, at the presence of the Elohai of Yaakov, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Psalms 115. Not unto us, O Yahuwah, not unto us, but unto your name give glory, for your mercy and for your truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their Elohim? But our Elohim is in the heavens, he has done whatsoever he has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them. O Yasharel, trust in Yahuwah, he is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yahuwah, he is their help and their shield. Ye that fear Yahuwah, trust in Yahuwah, he is their help and their shield. Yahuwah has been mindful of us, he will bless us. He will bless the house of Yasharel, he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Yahuwah, both small and great. Yahuwah shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of Yahuwah which made heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are Yahuwah's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead praise not Yah, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless Yah from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. Psalms 116. I love Yahuwah, because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of Yahuwah. O Yahuwah, I beseech you, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yahuwah, and righteous, yea, our Elohim is merciful. Yahuwah guards the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto your rest, O my soul, for Yahuwah has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yahuwah in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, All men are liars. What shall I render unto Yahuwah for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of Yeshua and call upon the name of Yahuwah. I will pay my vows unto Yahuwah now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yahuwah is the death of his saints. O Yahuwah, truly I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yahuwah. I will pay my vows unto Yahuwah now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of Yahuwah's house, in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Psalms 117. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Yahuwah endures forever. Hallelujah. Psalms 118. O give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Yasharel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear Yahuwah say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon Yah in distress. Yah answered me and set me in a large place. Yahuwah is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Yahuwah takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in Yahuwah than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in Yahuwah than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of Yahuwah will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of Yahuwah I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of Yahuwah I will destroy them. You have thrust sore at me that I might fall, but Yahuwah helped me. Yah is my strength and song, and is become my Yeshua. The voice of rejoicing in Yeshua is in the tabernacles of the righteous, the right hand of Yahuwah does valiantly. The right hand of Yahuwah is exalted, the right hand of Yahuwah does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of Yah. Yah has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, and I will praise Yah. This gate of Yahuwah into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise you, for you have heard me and are become my Yeshua. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is Yahuwah's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahuwah has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech you, O Yahuwah. O Yahuwah, I beseech you, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahuwah. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahuwah. El is Yahuwah, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice on the feast day with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. You are my El, and I will praise you. You are my Elohim, I will exalt you. O give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.